Today on the God Pod, Choco Taco. Also, it's an unbeatable name.
It is a good name.
I like things that rhyme. Choco Taco, God Pod.
And you'd hope that the name alone would have made it last.
Are we the Choco Taco of podcasts?
We must be.
Because God Pod rhymes.
Oh, wow.
Oh no. You want some Trump news, Satan?
Oh, hit me.
I guess he's having this golf tour at his golf clubs with the Saudis. It's not cool what he's doing. And then he responded to this by saying that no one's gotten to the bottom of 9/11.
Is he playing golf to figure it out? This is a miniseries on HBO. Nothing's more punk rock evil than taking plastic out of the ocean.
Where are they putting it? The Atlantic Ocean.
And thus began the Ocean Plastic Island Wars.
Hi, everyone. This is the God Pod. I'm God, and at this point, I don't know if I should send souls to hell or back to Earth. I'm here today with my pal, Satan. Hey, what's up, Satan?
Yeah, I'm here.
That was a good intro groan.
Hey, nobody else is here. I got
really fit. You gotta fill time.
Space.
Yeah, it's just me and you today, Satan.
Yeah.
Classic peanut butter and jelly. Wait, no. If Jesus hears me say that, he's gonna be upset because he thinks we're peanut butter and jelly. No, this is more like Batman and the Joker.
This is like peanut butter and salsa. The classic combination.
Is salsa the complete opposite of peanut butter?
It's the absolute opposite.
That's pretty good. You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah, peanut butter feels savory and mushy.
You never hear about those two hanging out.
No, never. Never catch peanut butter and salsa in the same room.
Oh, Satan, you make me laugh so much.
Hey, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
If I ever lose my faith in you, Satan.
We're all screwed.
Oh, bless you, Satan. Well, dear listener, follow the God Pod on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. There's never a bad episode. We shit gold, folks. Our conceptions are all immaculate. Let's talk about some goddamn news. Our top story today, one America news anchor was reduced to begging leftists to save the network after Verizon dropped them. Roll the clip, Jesus.
But it is absolutely crucial that for once we defy the powers that be, that we all come together, set aside our differences in a unified effort so that we can recognize the horrifying danger that lies ahead. If you're watching this and you're laughing and scoffing because you think that you're immune to what's coming, you just wait. Enjoy your freedoms while you still got them. But for anyone that's with me and is willing to contribute to fighting this beast, here is what you need to do.
I am laughing and scoffing. I am. I really am. And you know what? If it happens to me too, then I will laugh all the way down because at least they got you. It's like, you know, when you fall off a building and you pull your enemy with you and you're just like laughing all the way down. Like, how about no? How about no? I'm not going to intervene to help One America News. Sorry. Fuck you.
Who owns One America News?
Don't act like you don't know, Satan.
Follow the money directly to me. It's me. I own it.
Founded by Robert Herring Sr. and owned by, I gotta click through to find out it was owned by Herring Networks Incorporated. So I guess it is this guy who is a businessman.
Oh, buddy. Yikes. I hate to be this guy, but I'll be seeing you sooner rather than later, Robert Herring.
I'm not gonna intervene to help One American News. Sorry, I am going to laugh and scoff, though, because it's funny. It's funny.
It's good.
It's good. It gives people hope. It's giving life. Let's move on to our next story. A real Robin Hood tale. A bishop was robbed of $1 million in jewelry on camera.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This bishop has said that it's his prerogative to be that rich. which anytime I hear the word prerogative, I immediately think of Bobby Brown song. You know the song I'm talking about, Satan? It's my prerogative.
Yes.
Well, you know, shit happens. I'm also not going to intervene to get him his jewelry back.
I love this. I thought the bishop robbed somebody of $1 million.
No. You thought the bishop stole
$1 million? How does the bishop have $1 million worth of jewelry on him?
Because he's one of these prosperity religious people who's like, no, God wants me to be this rich. Give me all your money.
Wow, $1 million worth of jewelry. I can't even imagine wearing $10 worth of jewelry.
And a man just passed away named Ron Sider, who was an ethical burr under the saddle of the white evangelical movement. He wrote a book called, in his life, he wrote a book called Rich Christians in an Age of Hunger. And I think that just about says it all, that title.
He wrote it as, like, keep it up.
No. He wrote it as, and this is bad. This is
bad. Hey, guys, we're doing it. We're rich Christians in an age of hunger.
You know what disappoints me, Satan, is how few people say that. It seems like an obvious point that everyone would agree with, and yet there's people just getting away with it. This bishop, Joel Osteen.
You.
Wait, whatever happened with Joel Osteen? Did we have a bet on him or something?
We did.
I forget.
I think it was that bad things would happen to him.
I forget about my obligations.
No, honestly, me too. It was something like that.
It's probably for the best.
Somebody message in and remind us about.
Yeah, I bet it was like that I was going to destroy his life or something. Anyway, we're not fans of these rich religious folks. If you're a bishop wearing $1 million in jewelry, that's just $1 million of I'm completely full of shit. Because Jesus didn't wear millions in jewelry.
No, he did have tons of jewelry on.
No way, bro. No way.
Oh,
remember,
yeah, man.
Remember in The Last Crusade with Indiana Jones? Did you ever see that one, Satan?
Yeah.
And remember they go to find the Holy Grail? And the idiots are like, oh, it's this really beautiful one with gold. And no, the cup of the carpenter was made out of wood. Because why? Because Jesus was poor.
No, it's not the Jesus I remember. I remember him dripped out in the last summer. Dude was like, all right, everybody. Hey, listen. All right, everybody got around y'all, guys. This is officially the last summer, so we're going big.
Wait, is that your impersonation of Jesus?
We're going hard, y'all. Let's do it. Come on.
It sounds like Michael Jackson.
This is the other iteration of Jesus.
Oh, man, I'm going to have a seizure. Okay, Satan. Dripped out Jesus.
Dripped out Jesus. He was wearing gold chains with crosses on them before they were a thing.
That's a good title for an episode. Dripped out Jesus. All right. Let's move on to Ask God. And these are questions from our patrons.
Yay.
And if you want to ask us questions that we'll answer on the air, you can join our Patreon. There's a link for it on our website, thegodpodcast.com. Okay. First question is from Mania, who says, I've been meaning to ask this question for months now, God, but I've been too lazy. I watched Miracle Workers season 1, and I highly recommend it if you guys haven't had a chance to watch it. I haven't. Here's a very simplistic synopsis. Heaven is just one giant corporation, which got me wondering, is that an accurate depiction of heaven? Also, I love Steve Buscemi as God. What?
What?
I didn't know about this. There's a show that's like showing heaven, and Steve Buscemi is playing me? This is amazing.
This is good news.
I complain all the time. I complain all the time that there's not enough representation of God in TV on streaming networks.
You do complain almost too much.
I would have been so jealous of you, but now I've got Steve Buscemi?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Boardwalk Empire, son.
Yeah, that's his most famous role, Boardwalk Empire.
And Reservoir Dogs, and
there you go,
and Little Nicky,
another hit.
So many things. Fargo,
Big Daddy,
Big Daddy. Oh, love Big Daddy.
Spy Kids 2. Maybe his most famous role is in Spy Kids 2.
Big Daddy, I really empathize with that Big Daddy. Wow, and Heaven is just one giant corporation, like, dead on. How did they know? How did they know about Godco? I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's all the universe's one poorly run corporation, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe they saw your presentation.
Oh, they saw my deck, my big deck?
Yeah, your big deck.
Our next question is from Dr. V. God, did Jesus Christ do stupid shit as a teen? Jesus Christ, I mean, Dr. V, have you been listening to the show? I think we've addressed this multiple times. I mean, I love you, but like multiple times, Mary Mags, every time this comes up, she goes off. Check the back catalog.
Mm-hmm.
She's really talked about it a lot, about the things that he did. And I don't really want to speak on it without either one of them here, so I'll just move on.
That's a good idea.
I really went in on Dr. V there. Sorry, Dr. V, we love you. Savage Chris asks, Satan, so I calculated a 2,000-calorie diet by three meals, and it came out to 666 calories a meal. What's that all about? Is that why we fast?
Finally, someone realized I own the diet culture and fitness culture.
Diet pills.
It's me. I'm behind it.
Bango, bango.
Bango, bango. 666 calories a meal. What's better than a meal that both gets you fed in under 700 calories and makes you rock and roll all the way to the next meal?
It's got to have 666 calories. Exact.
Exactly.
I've had this happen before when I do some math or whatever, and then on, you know, using a calculator, because I can't do hard math without a calculator, Satan. But when it comes out to 666, that's some scary shit.
Exactly. I mean, it's a number that exists, which is crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are people who get really carried away with this, like seeing numbers and things.
But nobody cares about 111, huh? Or 222.
And I understand that goes way too far.
How did 666 start?
But 666 feels like a big one. You know, if you're someone that suffers with this numbers obsession, when you see 666, wow. Wow, that's a big moment.
But how did the number of the beast start? I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's a good question. You're pretty good with the Google, Satan.
When? 666, number of the beast, when?
That's what you did.
Revelation 13:18 states that if one is wise and has an understanding to count the number of the beast, which is also the number of a man.
The number of the beast?
The number comes to 666.
Uh-huh. What?
Whoa. Book of, so it's in the Bible. Bible.
It's in the Bible, yo, in Revelations. That's where it came from.
But he says the mark of the beast is also the number of the man.
Here is wisdom. This is from the King James Version, folks. Are you ready? Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count to the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. What do you think, Satan?
Ah, man, I didn't know it was also the number of the man. I need to see this in context. 60 is a tight way to say 60.
Yeah, it's very Lincoln-y.
Wouldn't 60, though, feel like 30?
No, it's 60, which is 20.
Oh, obviously.
Satan. I thought I was bad at math. 666 is your number, bro. I mean, I bet that's like on all your license plates.
Yeah, it's secretly in there, though.
So I guess there's your answer, Savage Chris. Thanks so much for your questions, everybody. Let's move on to another section I have called... This section is just entitled, Bruh.
Okay. We'll see how this goes.
Because all of these stories make me say, bruh. First story, police say people pretending to play violin for money is a nationwide issue. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this, folks? Have you seen more people playing violin in your neck of the woods?
Interesting. Oh, wait.
Because I'll tell you what, I saw someone the other day. Well, I see all of them. But I was specifically looking at this one street, right? And there was somebody playing the violin, and it says, for my parents who have cancer, And this is exactly what is described as this new scam.
Mm.
Yeah. So let me read the story for you, because you may not be familiar with this, folks. Portage, Michigan. Police across the country have been warning the public about people pretending to play violins to solicit donations, a trend that appears to have reached West Michigan as well. After getting a tip from a concerned viewer, News Channel 3, good job, News Channel 3 in Michigan. There was a guy with a sign that said, "Dad with three kids, please help for food and rent." And then when they approached him, he put the violin down and the music was still playing because it was just coming from his phone.
Oh, I love this. Come on.
So I want to say to these people, good job. Keep it up. You know, whatever you can do to hustle and grind out there. If people give you money for that, honestly, that's on them.
Yeah, exactly. You can easily tell that somebody's not playing a piano. And if they're doing it well enough to trick you that they're actually playing a song coming out of their iPhone, they deserve your money. They deserve it.
Yeah. Police, why do you always got to focus on punishing poor people?
Yeah.
Maybe focus more on more important stuff. Okay. Bruh. Our next story, Chick-fil-A location under fire for offering volunteers a salary of 5 entrees per hour, 5 chicken sandwiches per hour.
There's volunteers?
Who wants to work for chicken tendies?
How does a fast food chain have a volunteer? It's not a charity.
Who came up with this idea? This is in Fortune magazine, by the way. While thousands of workers are walking away from jobs over compensation, a North Carolina Chick-fil-A has offered to pay volunteers who work there with chicken sandwiches.
Wow.
Again, if you're dumb enough to take this deal, that's kind of on you. When your product is so good, people are going to work for it. Also, whatever happened to not getting high off your own supply?
I know, right?
Bruh. What nice. Do you think, Satan?
Nice.
This is just insane to me.
No, I like it. Say it one more time.
Bruh.
Okay, this one's interesting. How this made the list.
Okay, but this makes me say bruh, but like in a good way.
Try a good bruh.
Bruh!
Bruh. Aw, bruh.
All right, yeah. More than 100,000 kilograms of plastic removed from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Hell yeah. Bruh, what a lovely surprise.
Good work, bruh. And I tell you, if you watch this video of they have such a positive bruh attitude.
Dude, these bruhs are positive.
They're like, that's the clean the sea attitude. And they're all busting their ass, just getting rid of the trash in the oceans.
I mean, how do you have to just maintain positivity, because they said they have to do this something like 500, 600 more times in order to get like 10% of it done.
That's pretty good, bruh.
That's not bad.
I was expecting way worse with something as big as the motherfucking ocean.
Yeah, and it's a big one.
Yeah, it's like, wow, it's a big ocean. So that's pretty good. That's not that bad. No wonder they have a good attitude. Good job, bros.
Good job, bros.
Are you ready for this? It's time for the Satan Joe.
Star interviews, raging gossip, and most of all, good times. Please welcome your host, Satan. Hey guys, how you doing? It's Satan. Welcome to the Satan Show. Full House star Candace Cameron uses Bible in fight with reality star JoJo Siwa. Say what, bruh? We've got more on this with our co-host God. Throwing it over to you.
Ah, Satan, you're so funny. You kill me, Satan. I'm more of a typical sidekick. Okay, I don't know what the format of this show is. This is very entertainment.
Story here is a 45-year-old woman has chosen a fight with an 11-year-old girl, and we're all ears. Dance Moms alums was offering up a variety of superlatives by quickly flashing photos of celebrities in response. Among them was the rudest celebrity I've met, which saw JoJo quickly pull up Bure's photo, recognizable
Wait, Satan, did you think that Candace Cameron is 11 years old? Did you say that?
Yeah, Candace Cameron is still 11 years old. How old is JoJo Siwa?
Inaccurate.
I thought she was still 11.
Inaccurate.
How old is JoJo Siwa?
I have no idea who any of these people are. I am not like...
You got to keep up, God. You got to keep up.
I don't know who's wrong here or who's right. I just, it's things going on in Hollywood. Man, it's a real fight.
Pretty exciting stuff, if you ask me, but I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Okay, let's move on. I mean, it involves Candace Cameron. It's got to be on The Satan Show.
Oh, yeah. So you hear about this? This is crazy. Instagram caves and walks back changes after Kim Kardashian, Kyle Jenner called for app to stop copying TikTok.
Whoa!
That is wild, my
wild.
Guy. Wild.
Wow. How do you do the entertainment guy voice, Satan?
You think of the most annoying person you can think of and then talk through your nose.
Oh, okay. I got it. So it's kind of like Carson Daly or like, who's that other guy?
Some reason you sound like one of the Stooges.
Oh, I'm just talking through my nose. I don't know. I'm just really excited about entertainment.
That's good. There you go.
Well, wow. Look at the power of Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian.
So what's happening here is Instagram's going to change again.
No.
I don't know how. I don't know why.
Wow, Slay Queen, the power they have. I can't talk like that. I it's hurting me. It's physically hurting me, Satan.
The app will eliminate full screen photos and videos and reduce the number of recommended posts. This is going to destroy my reels.
Yeah, what? What is this? I was excited about these changes. I was like, maybe I'll finally, yeah, get some more reach on my posts. Thanks a lot, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner. And you know what, Satan? The only reason that they're first of all, any change that any social media network makes, people are going to go crazy. Change! And the only reason these two don't want it to change is not because they care. It's because their numbers are great as is.
Exactly.
They have huge numbers of followers already.
They don't want to have to push that stupid stuff.
They don't want an equal playing field.
Well, welcome to it. You guys got to start making some reels.
Have some spine, Instagram. Okay. We'll see how it goes. Our next story, Satan, take it away.
Oh, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? This is crazy. So crazy. The beloved Choco Taco canceled by the woke left? This was the left's fault.
Okay, that's actually not what the headline says on CNN Business.
You're just trying to add a little spice to it.
It's changing because you know this is how it's being interpreted by the far right.
I love it. This is you literally creating fake news.
This is, you know that they're... You know, someone somewhere in the far-right echo chamber is like, thanks a lot, liberals.
Yeah, someone has to be, right?
It's inevitable. It's a logical inevitability. Thanks a lot, Biden. The Choco Taco is gone. It's Biden's fault. Blame Biden. This deserves a memorial. Fans say goodbye to beloved ice cream treat. And I have to say, Satan, I'm also sad about this.
I know.
This is a delicious treat. I don't understand.
You're upset. So you're pretty pissed off at the woke left as well.
No, that's tongue in cheek. That's a joke. I just think it wasn't selling that well because the competition is stiff on Instagram and Choco Taco just couldn't get enough attention to its reels. And you better watch out for Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner. They're going to probably put out their own
Choco Taco sweet tacos. That's fun for them.
Choco Taco, also, it's an unbeatable name.
It is a good name.
I like things that rhyme. Choco Taco, God Pod.
And you'd hope that the name alone would have made it last.
Yeah.
But I guess it did make it last this long.
Are we the Choco Taco of podcasts?
We must be.
Because God Pod rhymes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Rhyming your name is a bad market. I know. Actually, it's good. Everybody loves Choco Taco. You know what? They said that the Twinkie was going away, and then there was a huge backlash, and the Twinkie still around.
They said that the Twinkie was going to go away.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big threat. They were like, we're not going to make Twinkies anymore. And the American public lost their fucking minds and organized. And they made that shit happen. Because when they care about things, they can get it done.
Yeah, but I don't think the Twinkie is like the Choco Taco, unfortunately.
You don't think the Choco Taco is as popular as the Twinkie? No, I have to agree with you there.
Have you ever had a Choco Taco?
Yes.
When?
Like every Sunday. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Is sure. that okay? Okay, yeah. You don't believe me?
Yeah, okay, sure.
You don't believe? Yeah. What, you don't think it tastes good?
I've never had it. Can't tell right from wrong.
Then how are you judging it so hard?
I'm judging it because it got canceled.
By the way, therefore, it's bad.
Our next story coming straight down the pipeline of news. This is one that you're going to want to sit down for. So, guys, get ready. A Satanist got a Kansas school to rethink its anti-Satanism dress code. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. This story comes to us from our good friend Hemant Mehta on his blog on onlysky.media. Look for him there. And this was a big story for him because Mary Turner, a member of the Satanic Temple, she got the school to think about how you're not allowed to dress with Satanism stuff. Congratulations, Satan.
What did she say?
If anybody should be reading this, it's you, Satan.
I don't read. It's got to be a reel or I don't watch it. That's why I'm pissed about Instagram changing. I can't do these infographics.
Okay. She said, I raised my children according to the seven tenets of Satanism. And while children of other faiths can wear clothing that declares their family's religion, she said, my family's faith is specifically called out and banned in the school handbook dress code. Banning satanic students from wearing clothing that declares their faith while allowing students of all other faiths to wear similar clothing is an act of discrimination, she said. I'm here to ask that the school board remove Satanism from their dress code policy and they no longer blacklist my family's faith and the faith of other families here in Hayes as distracting, unsafe, or offensive. So basically, she successfully used their extreme hypocrisy against them.
Oh, yeah. That's my attempt at a sound effect. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that supposed to be like...
That's a soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Well, shout out to her and her family. Stay safe. Stay strong. We got two free tickets
Stay Satanist.
We got two free tickets coming down the line to Simple Plan. It's coming your way. Thanks for choosing to listen to us, and thanks for defending Satanism. All right, guys, up next, Plain White Tees. You heard it here first. It's Hey There, Delilahs. We'll be back. I really maybe should have done this as a career.
There's still time. There's still time, Satan. I mean, how much longer can the Ryans keep going?
Yeah, I know. It's my turn.
What's his last name?
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest. Thank you.
Is there another Ryan?
I don't know.
You said the Ryans, like there were multiple Ryans that ran.
I mean, there's multiple Ryans. There's multiple Chris's. There's probably multiple
Well, yeah, that's just the truth of names.
In Hollywood. Yeah. There's many.
We got the goddamn news coming up, y'all. But first, it's Hooba Stank, The Reason. Check it out. I could do this literally all day.
And I will sit here laughing, Satan, because it is, let me tell you, you should really get one of those jobs because you are giving exactly what they want, baby.
Caller 19 gets two free tickets to No Doubt at the Bowl, Cotton Bowl. We got No Doubt t-shirts if you're caller 21 and a No Doubt pencil if you're caller 169. First word from our sponsors, and then it's up to Fat Lip.
Why not caller 666? That's a lot of callers.
It's a lot of callers. We do not have that many people.
It's just 66.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
It's time for the goddamn news, a.k.a. God's Ventsesh.
Here it goes.
Well, this was nice. The Democrats introduced a bill to give term limits to Supreme Court justices.
That is really nice. How does that work, though? Wouldn't one president always be able to elect all the Supreme Court justices?
Every 18 years? No. I think it would, like, go into effect retroactively. So it's like Clarence Thomas would immediately have to, like... But this will never pass. Honestly, I agree with at least trying or introducing ideas.
Make people sign it. Make people sign it and say no.
Just because it'll never happen doesn't mean you shouldn't try. And like, because by trying, you're getting your ideas out there into the world. What they want, the other side doesn't want you to try, because then people might hear the idea and agree with it. They want you to shut the fuck up forever. So every time you introduce an idea, it's like, you know, it's just telling them to fuck off. You're defying what they want. So good job. Keep suggesting ideas. I like it. On the other side, Republicans blocked a bill or stalled a bill to aid veterans exposed to toxic burn pits.
Yeah, this was really fun news.
This is not fun. This is infuriating. I think Jon Stewart was like everywhere.
He was leading the charge.
He said, if this is America first, then America is fucked. And I thought that was really good. He was really just on fire. This is like his biggest, one of his big issues. Good reason why is because there's no way you can argue against this. So all these like politicians use veterans as they're always pretend that they like them. They always take pictures on Veterans Day. And then when it comes time to help them, they vote against it.
Well, I heard the inside scoop was they voted against it because they were pissed off at Democrats for, they basically had this deal that they were going to do, like Mitch McConnell was going to allow one bill to go through.
And then they just intentionally blocked it so they don't get two in a row.
Yeah.
For out of complete spite, they do this.
There's video image of Ted Cruz and some other Republican senator fist bumping when they voted no for this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah. Let me say one thing. Those Republicans are going to burn in my pits.
Oh, that's right.
I want everybody to know God wrote this line for me.
That didn't sound written at all.
There's never been one written line in here that says Satan, .. Those Republicans are going to burn in my pits.
Yeah, I mean... It just struck me, this headline, burn pits. Like, I know a guy that's got his own burn pits, and it's you.
I actually love the toxic burn pits idea, and I'm running with it down in hell.
This was a story this week. Republican voters can't understand why 195 Republican politicians voted against the right to contraceptives.
I wonder why they did that.
They voted against condoms on a federal level. The Right to Contraception Act would ensure that people had access to a range of birth control methods, regardless of state law, should the Supreme Court decide to overturn Griswold v. Connecticut. So yeah, Republicans have largely publicly denounced the idea that other rights will come under fire, while also signaling that they would support the loss of those rights. some like Ted Cruz have expressed this openly. They want to get rid of gay marriage next. Many Republican voters are like, what's going on? Why are they trying to take away contraceptives? Let's read some of the comments.
Hell yeah.
On our conservative on reddit.com from a user named Farting Tacos.
Great name.
Farting Tacos says, okay, my ignorance is showing. I'm looking at HR 8373 and having a difficult time reading it because all I hear in my head is Nancy Pelosi's shrill voice as if she were reading the dang thing.
Nice.
Why would any... Yeah, so just got to get it in that he hates Pelosi. Why would anyone vote against the bill? I've been a conservative my entire life, and even I would support something that ensures that a contraceptive was available to anyone who wanted actual family planning services. Are people concerned that abortions would be considered contraceptives? Is it a gateway drug kind of situation?
Yeah, you know, that's the problem. Sometimes I buy condoms, and then I also have to buy heroin.
If anything, it's the opposite. Contraceptives, they help prevent abortion.
Yeah.
Because they're preventing the cum. They're preventing the cum from getting into the egg.
Nice scientific terms right there.
I'm trying to dumb it down for Farting Tacos. Okay, because I appreciate that the logic of their brain is like asking the right questions. Yeah, no, there's nothing that you're missing. You're right. Basically, it's because nothing that they Republicans believe makes sense. They don't have any logical consistency to anything. They hate abortions, but they're going to get rid of contraceptives that help prevent abortions. So they're completely full of shit. They care about babies until they're born. So a lot of other people in the thread were also very confused. And I appreciate them questioning it, actually. Hopefully, you know, you keep asking questions because that's good for your brain.
Yes, please.
Speaking of asking questions, so you want some Trump news, Satan? Are you ready for something, a top five Trump line?
Oh, hit me.
So I guess he's having this golf tour at his golf clubs with the Saudis.
Yeah.
Who are trying to start their own golf league, and they have so much money, they can just do that. They can buy their way. And you know, Trump loves money, but he's been under attack by 9/11 families and victims of 9/11 for hosting the Saudis because many of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, and it's not cool what he's doing. And then he responded to this by saying that no one's gotten to the bottom of 9/11.
Love that. Is he playing golf to figure it out? This is a mini series on HBO.
I had not thought about that.
I want to sell this TV show so bad. Trump playing golf with the Saudis with the intention of being a detective and figuring out what happened at 9/11.
Wait, yeah, what is he saying? First of all, I think that they did get to the bottom of 9/11.
Did they?
Well, obviously there's many people that think that 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, there's tons of conspiracies about it.
Steel beams and all that stuff. I also feel like there's another plausible explanation that involved the people that actually hijacked the planes. It's a good place to start.
Go on.
And many of them were from Saudi Arabia. So his defense of this is just 9/11 trutherism.
He's not wrong. No one has gotten to the bottom of 9/11. And we need a detective.
Yeah, we need a true crime series on this.
A true crime series. Trump trying to figure out what happened at 9/11.
It has to be Trump trying.
While playing rounds of golf with the Saudi kings and royalty.
Yeah, and he's just like very coyly asking questions here or there while sinking putts like he's Columbo. Just one more question, Mr. Saudi Prince. Did you do it?
So what actually, what happened on that day? I heard it was very bad. Very bad day. But this is, the next news is the best news I've heard in a long, long time. But first, we'll hear from Alien Ant Farm. It's Smooth Criminal. Remember that song, everybody?
It's actually really good.
This is the best news I've heard in a long time.
That's a good version of Smooth Criminal.
It really started off the phase of the early 2000s.
And the video is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like, it's all those bands where they're like, being gross is cool. We're like punks. We wear t-shirts.
Like punks.
It's pop punk. It's the start of pop punk. And pop punk is like, I'm loud and angry and I jump on cars. Isn't that funny?
Isn't that funny? The name of our band is Farting Tacos.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what is this great news that you've hyped us up about?
Breaking news. Donald Trump is officially under criminal investigation by the Justice Department, the Washington Post reports.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
That's great news. We did not know if the Justice Department was going to actually have an investigation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But frickin' my boy Merrick Garland.
Is that your boy?
My boy. We went to college together. He can drink. Dude's a stud. Dude's a stud.
Yeah, you don't know Merrick Garland until you've seen him do a keg stand.
Merkham Garland says nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law, bruh. He's dying.
Bruh. My boy Merkin Garland can fucking drink, yo.
And he's going to Merkham.
That's why they call him Merkham Garland.
Which I like because Merkham Garland.
That was his frat name.
Merkham. Dude, SAE Merrick Garland. Look it up. You're going to find nothing.
Merkham Garland. He's got him on a criminal investigation. Well, good luck.
If we remember, lest we remember, Merrick Garland was supposed to be on the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people aren't happy with him. They want him to, just arrest him already.
Push harder. Push hard. But you know what? They're playing their cards right, I think. You have to get through all the January 6th hearings so the public understands, at least
it's the court of public opinion.
Yes, the primary public, at least the majority, goes like, oh yeah, this guy did illegal things, he needs to at least be punished.
It's very interesting, yeah, throughout history how important the court of public opinion has become, especially when you consider that the court is like made up of so many morons. But it does seem like a lot of people's minds have been changed by learning,
yeah.
You know, or maybe it's given them the space, or for whatever reason. It's crazy to see something actually working.
Yes. And let me tell you something. Nobody knows the court of public, of the public court. What do you call it?
The court of public opinion.
The court of public. Nobody knows the court of public opinion quite like Merkham Garland.
Like your boy, Merkham Garland.
My dude is tossing back Modernas. Tossing back Modernas. Modelos. This guy got 30 boosters.
He's had 3 White Claws before you know.
Bruh, White Claw? Come on. Not in this house.
Okay, well, that's a tough drink for me.
I saw Merrick Garland dancing his ass off to Living La Vida Loca, drunk on his ass because of Jungle Juice. Look it up. SAE Jungle Juice Merkham Garland.
Merkham Garland is a total bro.
Everybody just needs to look up what Merrick Garland looks like.
Like, don't sleep on Merkham. Don't sleep on Merkham. You know, you think he's not gonna murk you, and then bang! There he is.
Come on, Merrick. Finish the job, my guy.
It's time for Blessings and Smites, and this is the part of the show where we talk about the things we liked, we blessed the things we liked, and we smite the things we didn't like.
I love Merkham Garland. And I love plastic out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Nothing's more punk rock evil than taking plastic out of the ocean.
Where are they putting it?
Probably in landfills.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Another ocean.
Fuck the Atlantic.
And thus began the Ocean Plastic Island Wars.
Yeah, all right. I agree with your blessing, Satan. Bless the OAN anchor for begging leftists to save the network.
It was a really good try.
Bless your heart. It gave me one of the deepest, most satisfying laughs I've had in quite a long time. So thank you for that. Really, I mean, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. Sometimes I'll just be sitting there thinking about it, and it just brings like a happy laughter tear to my eye. Miracle Worker Season 1, thanks for the recommendation, Mania. I'm going to check that out. Steve Buscemi as me. I gotta review that. Bless everyone playing violin for money. Y'all are gangsters. I appreciate what you're... That takes a lot of balls. Smite the Chick-fil-A offering chicken sandwiches and chicken tendies as pay. Not cool. Not cool. Just hire more workers.
I love that. I'm going to smite all the Republicans that voted against the veterans bill. They're going to burn in my pits.
They're going to burn in my pits. Let me tell you, hey.
Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Yes, yes.
Those Republicans are going to burn in my pits.
When I was writing this outline, I was like, I'm going to write a line so bad, so cringeworthy.
There is literally no other line written. They're all just headlines. This is the only line of dialogue in the entire outline for months. Out of nowhere, he writes, Satan, those Republicans are going to burn in my pits.
Well, thanks, Satan. And thanks for listening, humans. Make sure to follow the God Pod on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New commandment. God likes the delicious Choco Taco. It's got the taco. It's got the Choco. What's not to love? Damn it, humans. Thou shalt not stop making Choco Tacos. Don't make me smite you. The Lord has spoken.